Hello, it's Travis with Oscar Mike Radio. How are you doing on this special Military Creator Con episode? And I'm doing it a little different. First of all, I got my next guest in person. But also, it's not the kind of guest you might expect to see at Military Creator Con, which is why I think it's even more important to have these kinds of guests on our shows as we go into Military Creator Con 2026. And not only am I finding out how talented, hardworking, and dedicated this younger generation is, it's nice to see the future at play right now. So without any further delay, because I'm so excited, I want to introduce Jameson Buckley, part of the LeadSpot Outright.ai team, to Oscar Mike Radio. Jameson, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we've known each other for a little while, haven't we?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, when you were like, you know, really like yay high, I, you know, met you through school with my son, and it just came from there. And then what, about a year ago, we started talking about the idea of LeadSpot and Outright, wasn't Outright at the time, working with Oscar Mike Radio. And then we really got going from there. So before we get into all this good stuff, because you're truly Oscar Mike, give us a Cliff Notes version of who you are and what LeadSpot and Outright are, please.
Of course, yeah. So I'm Jameson Buckley. About 3 or 4 years ago now, me, my father, Eric Buckley, and my brother, Aiden Buckley, we started LeadSpot together. It was kind of a leap. I left school for it. I was in fashion marketing school. My brother was working a full-time job. My dad was also working another full-time job, doing something similar to what LeadSpot does. And that's kind of how we were able to know that this is a viable option. We can get our foot in this door. It can lead to really good places. And then from there, it just exploded. A few months, around 7 or so months ago, we started Outright.ai. That's our second company. It's gone really well. It's more AI focused, SEO and that type of stuff. And from there, it's just compounding and compounding, you know?
I do know, because I can't believe when you all start connecting LeadSpot and Outright to Oscar Mike Radio, what happened to my website metrics, what happened to my Spotify metrics. And then the most, you know, to me, the most important thing that I was looking for is the reach that I had. Like, people looking for military podcasts in a certain space, a certain criteria, were able to find me.
Totally. People, they aren't searching like they used to be anymore.
Explain
like,
that, yeah.
A lot of the, like, a few years ago, you would Google something and you would get the top results, you know? And if you were Googling podcasts, you would get the three biggest podcasts in the world every single time. Nowadays, you can get a lot more niche than that. You ask an AI what they recommend, you give it what you're looking for, and they'll give you some really niche recommendations that fulfills what you're looking for a lot better than these big dogs that kind of cover everything, but, you know, they're just huge. But with AI SEO, you can get your name out there to these people who are looking for you directly. Skip out all that Google middleman, all of that.
So this is one of those kind of guests where, you know, not only have I a personal relationship with Jameson, his brother Aiden, that goes back a long way in a good way. Mm-hmm. Well, not so much for him sometimes. He survived. And, you know, your father and I start sitting down. He's, you know, was getting all this going, bringing you all in. He's like, hey, I think, you know, we could do a whole lot for Oscar Mike Radio and see how our tools play in this space. And I was really, the one thing that has impressed me about working with you all is, you know, we had the blog integration with Outright.ai and Oscar Mike Radio, and we had a whole plan set up. And I really like the way you guys sit there and define the plan to the client's needs. And then the story with JJ Millett came up. And I'm like, guys, I know we had a plan. I know this is what we agreed to do, but I need to change gears and completely refactor everything to this veteran's story, what we're trying to do for him and help his family out while he is, you know, fighting these charges against him, and really being an advocate. And you guys are like, no problem.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about being a small business, working with just my family and nobody really else. We can move quick, you know, we can on a dime change what we're heading to, change our goals, not the big picture really, but if we want to do something that day, we can drop everything and get that done that day. That's, It's easily the biggest thing that small businesses like us have over enterprise companies. You don't need all these checks, all these red tape and everything. You just do what you need to do, you know?
Well, you did it. It was done. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like, hey, you know, what's the story about J.J. Millett? Mm-hmm. And I say that because this is not some marketing speak. This is not a PR pitch. This is real life. Like, you know, if I may, Jameson, there's a Army National Guard veteran in Vermont who was in a real bad state. You know, his meds had gotten changed by the VA. He was, you know, not in a well state and called for help. 988 crisis line, and then, you know, turned himself over to the Vermont State Police and then was brought up on charges for domestic terrorism. And the family reached out to me and others for help. And I'm like, okay, I had a whole different plan for April and May. Mm-hmm. And we had to change that like that. And it was just nice having support from you all to see this. Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with clients, big or small, how do you tune the Outright.ai experience for them?
That just comes down to customer service. You know, I'll sit down with my brother and my dad, mainly my brother, because he is a lot of the more day-to-day hands-on on Outright and the platforms and whatnot. My dad is a lot more sales-focused and bigger picture stuff. So I'll sit down with my brother and we'll just talk it out. What can we do to fix these issues for this person? And usually, 9 times out of 10, we're giving them what they want, making a change to the website, adding something for them, bespoke for like exactly what they need within the day.
So you're doing all this and, you know, we're coming over and I help them out with their podcast, the $3 podcast, and some of their marketing needs. And we got to talk about Military Creator Con, and you all looked at the website, heard what I was doing, and were like, we're in. We want to come check this out.
Absolutely.
What prompted you to make that leap? Because, you know, it's time, effort, and money, mm-hmm. and there's so many other conferences around. Mm-hmm. What drew you to Military Creator Conference?
It's a few things, honestly. The biggest one, in my opinion at least, why I wanted to go there and make sure I was there, was that these people who are going to this conference, they're veterans, you know? Like, they are military. They are some of the most intelligent and versatile people who can think on the spot. These are the people we want to be working with, you know? And that we've seen with you, we can do a lot of really good success with these people. And at the end of the day, I would rather help out a veteran than just some marketing person at a big enterprise, you know? Like, these are people that I would rather work with. So I want to get in there and work with them.
We're going to meet all kinds of people who are doing, you know, creative focus in different areas, whether it's podcasting, media production, post-production, mm-hmm. YouTube work, you know, and you get to see all this. How excited are you?
It's honestly, since getting into the video production side of things for working at ElitePod and Outright and whatnot, I haven't really been able to, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a way to say this, express it, I guess, yeah. Or talk about it with somebody. So I'm really excited to nerd out with all these people, talk about gear, look at their stuff, their setups and whatnot. And kind of what I was saying before, I cannot wait to see what cool solutions these people have come up with. Like that, I do a lot of stuff by the book, but you know, when you're a veteran, you think a little bit differently.
Just a little bit. It's in Dallas. This is, you know, I want to ask it like this. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would look at you and your brother and be like, well, they're young guys or young kids. Like, what do they know? Mm-hmm. But how do you get over that? Because I found when I get over the thought in my mind, like, wait a minute, I remember when they were just running around the backyard and now they're young men like my sons are. Mm-hmm. How do you frame the conversation to show people that, hey, you know what? I really am here. I know what I'm talking about and I can help you.
That's something that I honestly struggle with every single day. Every single day that goes through my head. I don't think that I have the experience, the knowledge, whatever necessary to be in these conversations, to be in these places with these people. But I just combat it. I just go out there and I have the conversations. You know, you show them that you know what you're talking about by knowing what you're talking about, by telling them these things, by giving them the right answers and whatnot. And you don't give them a moment to think, wait, this guy's too young. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You don't even give them that chance to have that thought.
It almost sounds like your dad, Eric, who I'm very good friends with, has really, I've watched him, you know, create sales pitches and do sales presentations. And I'm like, he is good at what he does.
One of the best.
Right. But it sounds like he's almost like you know, you're his greatest work. Like, he's crafting you all to do this.
Oh, absolutely. Every day in the office, he's trying to drill into our heads how we are enough. We are intelligent enough. We are experienced enough. We are more experienced and know more about these topics than these people we're talking to, that we are the experts in the space. Without him, I would be way behind.
Well, just, I always get kind of, you know, in my feelings, because there's so many of your peers. Mm-hmm. You know, I've talked to, you know, people that I know who are your age, whose father's like, well, you did that, and that's no big deal. Or, you know, well, mm-hmm. you haven't done anything yet. Mm-hmm. And you've got your father really, you know, coaching you and guiding you mm-hmm. on this family business. It must be a good feeling.
It's the best feeling. And at the end of the day, we are all in it together. Like, I help him out, like, as much as he reinforces to me that I'm enough, it goes both ways. He's been a salesman his whole life, and now he's a CEO and co-founder and all this stuff. He has his days where he's doubting himself, but I just tell him, I show him how much good he's done for me, my brother, for our businesses, you know? And really, we are enough. we gotta believe that, you know?
One thing I want to hear from you, or understand your perspective on, is, you know, you're a young person, mm-hmm. and there's this feeling sometimes in the veteran community and the military community that young people really don't care about America. Mm-hmm. They don't care about veterans. They're in it for themselves. But, you know, I don't think that's the way with you. And I kind of want to have you tell people in your own words, what does it mean to serve veterans, you know, myself included, and be in this space?
Honestly, that's hard to put into words. Like, in the past few years, I've found myself really engrossed in this space. My best friend, he's a Marine, Jesse Spinney. He just got back from Okinawa a couple days ago. And I don't know, like, spending so much time working with you, I just think that these are some of the, like I said before, it's just some of the better people. Some of the people I want to be working with. I've been in this business space for a while. I've worked with just classic enterprise marketers and stuff, and gotten scammed by 5 out of 10 of them, you know what I'm saying? And it just doesn't happen when you're working with stand-up people, with veterans who, you know, are what they're about.
So we're going to go to Military Creator Con, and you're going to get to see a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, because I'm kind of plugged into some of that. You're going to get to see mm-hmm. a lot of cool presentations. Is there anything you want to see in particular, or are you just in it to soak up the entire experience?
I'm really excited for the whole experience. I've been to a couple conferences so far, but they were a lot more just Boston tech based. This one seems a lot more like the people want to be there. They want to be there for the conference, not just to market and hand out business cards and whatnot. I'm super excited for that. I'm super excited to see the production, how it's all set up, and spy at what gear they're using and how they're all setting it up. And I know they're doing a cool podcast booth there too. I want to see that. I'm just really excited. It's going to be really, really cool.
Well, one of the things is that this is still kind of in infancy. It's still growing. But the idea is they develop these relationships with businesses like yours. Mm-hmm. You grow, they grow, and you all grow together. I'd like to see a time where it's you or Aiden or all three of you on a panel mm-hmm. or the speaking stage talking about how your tools can serve not only clients as a general idea, but also veteran-owned businesses, because mm-hmm. it's a great space to be in.
Definitely. That would be the dream. I know we were actually just recently talking in the office about getting my dad on some more panels, trying to get him out there as much as possible. He's a great speaker, and I wish people could hear him more.
Well, we're working on that. We're working on that. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you were Oscar Mike. We had to really kind of, you know, work to get you in, and thank you for your flexibility. But, you know, as we, you know, explore our relationship, you know, I look at, it's easy to just look at the numbers and see like, wow, here's some real growth, or here, hey guys, you know, I'm getting emails from people who are finding me through the Outripe integration. There's no question, right? Mm-hmm. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that there is like this cool aspect. Like I know your dad, I know Aiden, I know you. We've been knowing each other for a long time, and it's really a different experience, you know, seeing, you know, us win together.
Oh, 1,000%. It just makes it so much more worth it. It makes you work 10 times harder. Makes you put so much more of yourself into what you do if you know it's for your family and things like that.
So I'm gonna brag about him for a little bit. If you're, you know, having questions about gear, rigging up your private in-home studio, he's got the recipe down, because what he has done with his home studio for not much money was, it's just super impressive. It looks good, it sounds good, it lights good. He's got it all, folks. And so I'm trying to get him to really lean into that and understand how good he is at it. Well, I'm going to let you get you back to your weekend. I want to thank you for stopping by and talking with me. And, you know, we're going to have to talk when you get back about how you really felt about it. Because if we can't interface with civilians, you know, we're not going to move forward as a community for veterans. So I'm super interested in your perspective, and I hope you have a good time.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey, I am Travis with Oscar Mike Radio. I'm with my guest, Jameson Buckley from Outright.ai and LeadSpot. I'll have all the links to their companies and Oscar Mike Radio show post. I want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you at Military Creator Con.
Thank you.
We're Mission in Flight.
Every generation, every sacrifice, our nation's service members have stood up for our freedom, our families, and our future. Now it's our turn to stand up for them. This year, you can honor their service in a deeply personal way by sponsoring a $17 Veterans Wreath. Each wreath is more than a symbol. It's a heartfelt tribute to the heroes who served and to the families who carry their legacy. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to sponsor a wreath today. This isn't just a wreath. It's a personal gift to an American hero.
Thank you for listening and watching Oscar Mike Radio, where our active duty service members and veterans are in action, and the mission is in flight. Oscar Mike Radio is an Oversized Load Co-Sinister 1 production. If you are a veteran or know a veteran who needs help, please dial 988 and press 1 for the Veterans Crisis Line.